Talk Live. We are kicking off hour number three of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can join us on the phones, though we have limited phone access. There is no toll-free line tonight, so the only way to get on the lines is the amplifier-only line. You can learn how to become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. We were talking in the last hour about a concept called sustainability. First, we started out by going to the Wikipedia and getting a definition from there. We then traveled to a dictionary, Merriam-Webster's, and got the real definition of sustainability, which is just simply about business or somebody being able to sustain what it is that they're doing from here on out. So, for instance, in a logging industry, the idea of sustainability would be to simply plant more trees as you harvest trees, therefore sustaining your business.
Don't go in and wipe out the entire, whatever land mass that you have trees on.
As I pointed out, this is something that naturally comes with private property ownership. The only time a logging company doesn't engage in sustainability is when it leases land. If a logging company leases the land from the government, which it has been known to happen, all of the evidence of all the accusations about clear-cutting that you've ever heard of from environmental activists typically happens on government-owned land that was leased out to a logging company. In that case, they don't own the property. So why do they care if they go in and just clear-cut everything and take the stuff?
It's just like when people are renting an apartment, and they don't care. They're renters.
Exactly.
They don't own it. So it's not like they're, if they destroy the place, that when they move out, that they're going to have lost money because they destroyed the place.
So sustainability as a general concept makes sense. It's something that everyone engages in if they have private property. You don't want to ruin your own property. You don't want to have your business go out of business. So you engage in sustainability efforts. That's sensible. When you apply sustainability at a political level, then you have people like the Green Party coming into the pictures and these central planners that think they know it all about how the world should be organized. And they will go so far as to even talk about controlling populations that they believe in this sustainability concept. So we're talking about two different levels. We're talking about the definition level of sustainability versus the political level, where right. people want to enforce laws on others to control their business. They believe they know how best that you should log, so they're going to enforce their procedures and their regulations on you.
That was my only issue with the whole thing, is that sustainability itself is good.
Well, now we
force
clarified.
Sustainability is bad, but anything with force is bad.
Well, we know you agree. We know you,
now
you believe
that,
but at the same time, it's like it's playing around in their sandbox. That's their sandbox now.
Well, it's not like we've not ever talked about this before.
I don't think that it's universally. I think maybe this Wikipedia entry is true, but I don't think that it's universally defined as sustainable is universally defined as this socialistic term. I think that there are a lot of businesses out there who probably don't ever look at Wikipedia, who, when they think of sustainability, because they are probably conservative Republican business owners, when they think sustainability, they think, my ecological footprint is going to affect my profits in the future.
That's right. No, I think we all agree on that, Johnson. I think what Manwich and I are just pointing out is when you hear it mentioned on a CNN or when you hear it mentioned in public, in a poll like you were reading from Canada, we're talking about people that want to control others. In fact, let's go to the phone.
Canada's ridiculous.
Let's talk to Triddle in Washington. Triddle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
You actually agree with me?
Yeah, I actually agree with you.
Oh, Triddle, we're losing your connection there. Are you still there?
I'll be calling home.
You're going to have to call back, man. It's really bad. I don't know if it's
really
a cell phone or what that is. That's unairable. But, so there you go. Sustainability, if you've got comments on that, you can bring them up here. We still have to talk about V for Vendetta. We all went and saw it last night, and that discussion is on the way. Plus, let's do an email while we're waiting for Triddle to roll back in here. Let's see. This one came in from Emily. She says, I've heard many times the debate on roads in a more anarchist society, a more free market society. I've yet to hear anything on utilities, however. For example, a local exchange carrier telephone company owns the local phone infrastructure. You know, the hard lines that actually go up to your house, that sort of thing. So if I'm to go through another carrier for telephone service, I must first establish the circuit through the local company, then switch service providers once it's set up. After that, say I want a second telephone line through my new carrier and not the base level company.
Right.
I must then go through the same process for each additional line. If there were to be a completely open market for cable, broadband, telephone, electricity, and gas, how would you allow free competition of these types of companies without tearing up land, homes, roads, etc., in order to lay more infrastructure that will be managed by other free market competitors? I think it's a good question. So we're constantly talking about allowing competition in the phone and cable industries, but how would we? How does that actually come about? How could that be a reality?
Mike decides it. Simple as that. Whoever wants to have their road torn up and is willing to, you know, accept the amount of money that is going to be paid to them for the, you know, that person to lay conduit. Otherwise, if you don't want someone laying conduit through your little chunk of property, well, you raise the price.
And the competition will cause things to happen in these individual markets. Right now, they're stagnant. The phone companies or the phony companies, depending on what you want to call them, these people don't know anything about competition. All they know is sweetheart deals with their politicians they've got in their back pocket.
Yeah.
Look, phones don't need wires anymore.
That's true.
They haven't needed wires in a long time, and the fact that we still have them in our phone, it's just leftover, or right. In our home, is just leftover technology. And, surprise, electricity doesn't need wires anymore either.
Wait a minute, what?
It's absolutely true. You can do it.
No, you can't.
That's
an April's Fool thing.
No, it's true. It can be done. Now, can it be done cheaply?
You're talking about the
not in a home right now. You can't power a home right now from a little separate unit, but yes, they can move power through the air.
Okay, yes, okay.
Microwave.
If you stand close to power lines and you hold up a fluorescent bulb, yes, it will light up. But I mean, that's not really
right. Let's talk about competition. Anyway. Are you telling me if there wasn't competition in these power companies,
could it happen? Possibly, I suppose.
They're already talking about it. It's happening.
Right. That's a great point, man. Which, if you allow the market to open up, then more competition will happen. And even if what we're talking about is getting more wires laid and more fiber laid in the ground, well, I mean, if you really own your property, as Johnson was pointing out, you can, for instance, charge them. You can charge them a fee to tear up your front yard. You've got to put it back the way it was, and as long as it's put back the way it was, fine. You can lay your cables.
Obviously, actually, one thing that actually does come to mind as far as power goes. Probably what would happen very, very quickly as far as power not needing wires anymore would be battery technology would go up incredibly. And battery technology already is getting better and better, but I bet you could have huge batteries. You get a battery delivery every so often of just a big, huge battery. Just a giant battery. Why not?
You could.
What about like a pod? Like a pod, you know, you know those pod storage things or whatever that you know, people use? You set them outside your house, they, you know, whatever. Looks like a big... the back of a semi-truck or something like that. If you had a house, you could have some sort of a giant battery like that just delivered. Like up north, what they do is they have propane tanks. Right. People have propane tanks, and every once in a while you get a truck that comes out and it fills up your propane tank. But that huge propane tank is sitting out there. I can't see any reason why people wouldn't have a huge battery sitting outside their house. You made it look nice.
Well, obviously, this is something that is difficult to deal with. I mean, this idea of transitioning from what we have now, where the front part of your property is not actually yours, it's an easement,
right.
And it's actually owned by the county. Transitioning from that to a truly 100% private property country is going to be difficult, I think, but it's worth it. I mean, to be able to control your property. Does that mean that you could literally stop the cable company from getting their cable all the way down your street? Possibly. Possibly. I mean, I suppose that they could offer you the neighbor on the other side of the street to pay him to put it in on his side and just sort of run it across the street when necessary, if you wanted to be a jerk about it. But, I mean, gosh, if somebody was coming to you offering to pay you to tear up your front yard for a little while, to lay some cable in there and put everything back the way it was, I don't see why anyone would say no to it.
Yep, some people would.
I think that you should have the freedom to say no, and if that's a problem with you, Emily, well... I guess it is. Thanks for the email. We appreciate that. Let's go, let's see. Triddle's back on the line. See if you got a better line this time. Triddle, you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so now you want to talk about sustainability.
Actually, I didn't want to beat a dead horse, so I was going to change the topic.
Okay, well, we're going to have to sustain you on the line for a little bit here. Some more. the amplifier-only line is not available because Triddle's on it, but once he's gone, it could be yours, and you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. What will he bring up? Well, we'll find out. V for Vendetta, that's on the way. And ending women's suffrage. Yes, women everywhere, signing petitions to end women's suffrage. Well, some women. We'll tell you about it. Come on up, Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves if you know the amplifier only line. That's our only phone option tonight. The toll-free lines are down and out as our network has moved studios. They're getting everything back on and functioning. We should have them up within the next day or two, I think. So, the amplifier line is available. It's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, by the way, freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. The broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. Both of them are there, and they are totally free. freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org.
That's right, freestateproject.org. All right, to the phones we go. Triddle, who's been waiting patiently in Washington, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, sorry about the broken phone. I'm
no
downloading the first three seasons of Penn & Teller's BS, and it took out the VoIP line.
Oh, by the way, tonight is the season premiere for season four.
I don't have HBO, unfortunately.
Well, that's okay. That's why they made torrents.
That's right.
All right, so go ahead.
So, Manwich is right. Electricity does not require wires.
Of course I am.
Not too long ago.
Say it again, Triddle. Say it again.
I'm sorry?
Say it again.
I hear you say that he's right again.
Oh, yeah, Manwich, you were right. Amazing, isn't it?
It is. Very
amazing. So, somewhere a while ago, someone had actually built an airplane that didn't store its own energy, and it would fly around, and they would beam electricity to it through the air from the ground.
Microwaves can beam energy.
Wow.
They did it with microwaves. You can just receive the microwaves and convert it right back into electricity.
It's just incredibly inefficient.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not. It's not efficient at all.
Well, now, you would think that with some development, with some competition, they might figure out some way to focus the beam.
You better believe that they try to develop that technology. You better believe it.
And interestingly, too, back in the day when Tesla was still alive, he was playing with wireless electricity, and he built a humongous machine that he thought could beam it out to everybody. And the first time he turned it on, he wound up ringing all the phone lines for like 20 square miles or something like that.
Wow. Dang.
Yeah, people were afraid of Tesla, I'm sure.
For good reason.
Why is my phone ringing? It's that wacky scientist up on the hill.
That's right.
That's interesting. Twiddle, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you.
You got to imagine that to ring every telephone mile within, a couple miles, that you are putting a lot of energy into those phone lines.
Yeah, and in the air, I suppose.
There used to be a...
must have been successful.
There used to be a thing, there's a particular type of hacking out there called freaking. It's actually called freaking, people who mess with phones.
Uh-huh.
There used to be a guy called...
Phone freaks.
Yeah, like there used to be a guy called Captain Crunch because he took a whistle out of the Captain Crunch box, or
right.
Some like little whistle, and he could whistle the
quarter tone.
Yeah, the 2600 hertz.
Right,
is what it was.
And he could whistle. Explain what we're talking about.
What we're talking about.
We're over somebody's head here. So when you put a quarter into a payphone, and it's probably changed since this back in the day. But when you put a quarter in, if you listen, sometimes you can still hear it. You'll hear little noises in the actual phone. And that is when the quarter goes in, the phone identifies the size of the quarter, because it also identifies a nickel and it identifies a dime, and it'll ring a certain tone. In this case, it's 2600 hertz. That's the amount of cycles per second that it takes to make that tone.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy found a whistle in the Captain Crunch box.
Most frequently you hear it when you have a call on the other line now. You hear like that doo-dip, you know, like that little tone.
I don't think that's a 2600 tone, but...
I think it's close.
There's all kinds of low-level tones and things like that are operating on a phone system. Anyway, the guy got the whistle, recognized the tone, and literally, you could stand next to the handset of the phone, blow the whistle, and the phone would think you were putting quarters in.
Yeah.
So you could make long-distance calls.
This one particular guy got so good, he could actually do it without the whistle.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's why they called him Captain Crunch?
Yeah, exactly.
I see.
Now...
Without the whistle?
I brought that up because there was another device that, you know, this same group of people, these phone freakers, they would build devices that could allow them to route calls, like blue boxes, but one was called a blotto box, which is basically where it was just to mess with the phone lines, where you actually hook a power line into this box and hook the box into the phone line, and it just pipes electricity into the phone line.
Whoa, that's
and just
good.
Yeah, it's just destructive and you know, very... nasty.
Well, phone lines carry electricity.
Yeah, they already have...
But if you overpower them, it causes every phone within miles to ring. You know, so...
Sure.
And you can also fry people's phones and appliances and things of that nature.
That's nasty.
If they're on the phone, you could probably fry them. No.
Well...
It wouldn't feel good.
Yes, actually, if you...
Really?
Yeah, if you pump enough electricity...
You'd probably melt the lines first.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, lightning kills people on the phones all the time, so...
True.
I mean, you would have to pump a lot of power in at one particular time, and you couldn't do it over a long amount of time.
All right, so enough phone freaking for tonight, but we've got we still got to talk about V for Vendetta. Not quite yet, though. First, we'll give you a little story about Padua Academy from Delaware Online. In the end, Padua Academy got a lesson in vocabulary, signing documents, and the virtues of skepticism when it comes to Salesianium schoolboys with cameras and microphones. Embarrassed administrators at both Catholic high schools want to put behind them a month-old prank showing Padua girls signing a Salesianium boys petition to end women's suffrage. Now, what is women's suffrage?
The ability to vote?
Those poor suffragette women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Local, let's see, they posted the video on the web, of course. Senior Will Albino's effort to get the Padua girls to sign his petition is what the video showed. Some of the giggling or grinning girls, apparently misled, seemed all too eager to place their names in the mic-wielding Albino's spiral-bound notebook. Mm-hmm. At one point, Albino explains, "We want to, like, eliminate any remaining threat of women's suffrage." At another point, one girl declares upon signing, "Women's suffrage is really bad."
Mm-hmm.
The video also features
that's great.
It also features graphics labeling girls variously as smart chick and not a smart chick.
Not a smart chick.
Apparently, this is actually a ripoff of a comedy skit on The Man Show, and so he was sort of doing a local version of it. According to the Reverend Bill McCandless, the school's principal, he faulted the boys for tongue-in-cheek tomfoolery at the expense of the younger girls. He says, "I think it wasn't really fair, because they were going there with the purpose of tripping them up." The principal also said that amateur producers misled their teacher, went on Padua's property without permission, and may have had a role in distributing the video online. So apparently, I don't know what kind of punishment they're looking at here, but they're claiming that the students are furious. Some of the girls in the video were embarrassed, she said.
Oh, no.
Wouldn't want to embarrass someone over their lack of knowledge, would
their
we?
Stupidity.
Well, it's not nice to make fun of little kids, and I don't know how old these kids are.
High school girls.
Kids making fun of other kids.
Oh, it's high school girls?
High school girls. You got a Catholic girl, all girls high school.
High school guys and high school.
Well, the principal alluded that we were talking about much younger students, or at least significantly younger
students.
No, it's
high school guys filming high school girls.
He's a senior. These girls are younger, so obviously they're either juniors or freshmen or sophomores.
No problem.
Come on. Women's suffrage. If you don't know what it is by the time you hit high school, you're a dummy.
Well, now, wait a minute. They don't necessarily... they might not teach it in high school anymore. They might not call it that. They might just say women got the right to vote.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Women didn't... It's kind of an
term.
Old word. It is. So I understand that. But I don't feel bad for them. Hey, you got caught.
Yeah.
Take it as a life lesson.
If you don't know... Here's the thing,
Don't believe the man with the video camera and the clipboard.
Yeah, and if you don't know what a word means...
Ask about it.
Well, that's women's suffrage is bad!
It goes back to what we were talking about last hour with the dihydrogen monoxide petition.
Yep.
Nobody who was given the petition to ban dihydrogen monoxide, water, actually thought to ask what it was. None of them asked, what is dihydrogen monoxide? They just took it at face value from the petitioner. So, once again, it goes back to question everything, regardless of who's presenting it to you, regardless of what you think it might mean. Double check before you look like a fool on videotape. All right, more Free Talk Live on the way. B for Vendetta coming up.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
"Since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days."
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
"You know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh."
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from Stem Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves if you know the amplifier-only call-in line. We are toll-free-less tonight. Those numbers should be coming back some point in the near future. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And we invite you to join us online as well, freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website, and it's all for free. In fact, if you want to help support the show, go shopping with us. We've got a little partnership that we've gotten involved with Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. If you can think of a department store category, these guys have it. Sporting goods, baby clothes, baby stuff, electronics,
baby
furniture.
No babies.
No, they don't sell babies. Not yet.
anything that you can buy at any department store, Walmart.
And more. And yeah. More. Well, even larger inventory. You can get there by going to amazon.freetalklive.com. So you don't go straight to their website. You go through our website, and here's why. When you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, anything you buy at that point, we get a percentage of.
Right.
Your prices aren't raised or anything like that. It's the same great prices you always get. It's just that they send a percentage to Free Talk Live for sending them the business. So go to amazon.freetalklive.com and shop with us. Still to come, we got to talk about V for Vendetta, but first a quick update. The Supreme Court has rejected an appeal from Jose Padilla. As you know, he's been held as an enemy combatant without any traditional legal rights. In effect, the Supreme Court has sidestepped a challenge to the Bush administration's wartime detention powers. He was moved in January to Miami to face criminal charges, and the government at that point argued that the appeal over his indefinite detention was now pointless. That was what was in front of the Supreme Court, was they were coming in front of the court saying, hey, this guy's been held for 3 years without any charges. We need you Supreme Court justices to rule on whether that's appropriate or not. So after that case started heading towards the Supreme Court, that's when the Bush administration said, okay, here's some charges. And so they, put some charges on Jose Padilla at that point. And so their argument then to the court was, well, he's got charges now, so there's no point in you guys hearing this case.
And the court agreed.
The court agreed. As a matter of fact, only three justices dissented in this particular case. It was a 6-3 decision. An appeals court panel had all but called for the court to deal with the case, saying it was troubled by the Bush administration's change in legal strategy after holding Padilla for more than 3 years without charges.
You know, we are the only show that I think actually pronounces his name correctly. I've heard so many newscasters pronounce that Padilla.
Yeah.
Like, and it almost seems like... I've heard these news shows before because I've heard
know
this
better.
On CNN, like that they know better. So it almost seems like they're intentionally mispronouncing his name. Either that or maybe it is pronounced Padilla.
If you, no, it's not. If
you're, I wouldn't think so, but...
He's Hispanic,
yeah.
And it's Padilla. In fact, in the news business, they actually have pronunciation guides. I've seen these before in the
exactly.
AP. Like AP, if you go...
So I don't understand why across... I've heard this across many news networks where they intentionally pronounce it Padilla.
Hmm.
It's almost like, is this like an intentional thing to try and make people angry?
It was Osama, and then it was Usama, and then it was Osama again. I mean,
they don't
know what they're doing. So justices first considered in 2004 whether Padilla's constitutional rights were violated when he was detained as an enemy combatant without charges and access to a lawyer. They dodged the decision back then on technical grounds. In a dissent, Justice John Paul Stevens said then that, quote, at stake in this case is nothing less than the essence of a free society. So the court justices realized the weight of this case, but they shoved it. They shelved it. They put it aside and said, we don't want to hear this. You guys have charged him. It only took you 3 years, 3.5 years to bring charges against the guy, so we're going to leave this alone. So now he's still, I guess, he's facing court a court appearance later on this year. And as we keep, as we hear more information on the Padilla case, we will bring it to you. But in this case, the Supreme Court didn't want to do anything.
You know, nobody's going to be held responsible for the fact that Padilla didn't get charged for 3 years. You know,
nope,
the constitutional violations, George Bush isn't going to face charges for it.
No way.
Nobody in the executive branch is going to face charges for it.
And
the FBI? Nobody. Nobody.
And if he ever gets out, I mean, he is facing some charges, and we've seen how the juries have been so far. They just said Zacharias Moussaoui is going to be facing the death penalty. I think that came down today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's going to be hard for this guy to get out of this, Jose Padilla. And the jury's going to be picked. They're going to be ignorant. They're going to be railroaded. And they don't have anything on this guy.
Everything I've looked at from Zacharias Moussaoui puts him either at a crackpot Al-Qaeda wannabe to a member of Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
And I don't see why he shouldn't face the death penalty.
Because you're against the death penalty?
If we're not going to have a death penalty, there's no reason he shouldn't face it. I mean, I don't see why not.
Well, you're someone who's against the death
penalty. I am against the death penalty, period. But if you believe in that there should be one, and it is legal, it's the highest punishment in the land, I don't see any reason why he shouldn't get it.
I'm just pointing out that the people are, well, they're all tuned in and keyed in to terrorism, and they, I don't feel like Padilla really did anything. He came back, he got off the plane. I'm not talking about Moussaoui. I'm just pointing out that these guys are pretty easy to convince to hand out death penalties. Padilla came back and he came off a plane and they arrested him. They didn't follow him around before he started plotting to blow up buildings or anything like that. They just arrested him and threw him in a brig. If anything, we should let the guy out just because we've kept him in a jail for 3 years. I think they should let the guy go.
I don't know. I mean, if he's done something terrible.
Well, he hasn't. And if he's done something terrible,
I don't think they have. But he should have a trial.
If he has done something terrible, they could have brought the evidence to light 3 years ago. There should be a damn time limit on the amount of time you're allowed to be detained in this country.
Yeah, they shouldn't be able to charge him at this point. They should have to release him.
They shouldn't be able to detain you for more than 10 minutes on the side of the road. But how long can they detain you in a brig somewhere? Apparently, until somebody decides to take you to the Supreme Court over it.
Well.
It's crazy.
If you've got questionable lineage, heritage, then you know they should be able to hold you.
You mean if you're brown?
Yeah.
Apparently so. All right, so here's some more information for you. Recycling. We want to touch on this here, and then we'll get to V for Vendetta. Road recyclers in Avondale could end up in recycling school. The city is developing a program similar to driving school to decrease the amount of garbage that ends up in blue recycling bins. Because driving school sure does help people with a speeding problem, doesn't it?
Driving school is so stupid.
Recycling certainly does help us with
nothing.
That problem that doesn't exist, and recycling is actually more costly than effective.
Except in the case of aluminum cans. Residents who get a ticket from Avondale's sanitation department could opt to attend recycling school to lower fines, which could add up to...
The sanitation department gives tickets?
Yes, they do.
What for?
Because they have authority, apparently.
Here.
They're like cops? The garbage men are like
garbage
cops, and they give you tickets?
They're city employees. Pretty much any city organization has a
fining capability.
In some way or another.
And if I don't pay the city's ticket?
You'll be guilty of a misdemeanor, most likely.
Yeah.
I believe around here, at least, not recycling is a misdemeanor crime. By the way, I don't recycle ever. Anyway, to some people, it's just another garbage can, said Janet Stewart, head of the city's sanitation and recycling department. Some residents regularly dump animal waste, diapers, and other non-recyclable garbage into the containers. One person even threw a lawnmower into the recycling
can.
It's a problem that could start costing the city money and lead to higher sanitation fees. So they ship tons of material collected from blue bins to a processing plant.
Rather than the money that's being spent on the recycling program itself, which is actually
total waste.
More harmful for the environment than not recycling.
That's right. Actually, recycling things in general.
Pumps stuff into the atmosphere.
Plastics, papers. It takes more energy. It
takes chemicals.
Yeah, chemical processes, it takes a lot of time, and it's a wasteful process, recycling.
Hugely wasteful.
It's actually more efficient to get things, make them from scratch.
And practice sustainability.
You know, farming trees isn't a big deal. It's pretty easy. I mean, you can, pine trees, you can grow them up in 30 years.
But dying old paper that's recycled, that's
There are things that you can do with old paper that it makes sense, for instance.
Yeah, line your litter box. More coming back. Free Talk Live. We'll talk more about recycling coming up. It is your show.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. If you have the amplifier-only line, there is no toll-free lines tonight. We're having the network's having toll-free troubles, and we will have those back as soon as possible. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have updates. If there's something that you need to know about the show, you'll know it first. If you're on the updates list, you can get signed up for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. So, recycling, it is a scam. Now, why is recycling a scam? Well, according to Penn & Teller's excellent show, BS, what was it, season 3, I think, the recycling episode, where they essentially just destroyed recycling. They took the myth of recycling and laid it to bed. Recycling was started in, I think it was the 1980s, by one guy in the EPA.
Wow.
He essentially created a report that claimed that there was a need to recycle.
What? The EPA lied again?
Yeah. They lied about cigarette smoke, they lied about recycling, and...
Well, they need crap to do, you know.
Yeah, well, that's
no,
what they did.
That's exactly what they need, is they need crap to do to make money. They just make stuff up so that money keeps flowing their way.
That's all recycling is. It's a crap-to-do program. It's a program created to give government jobs out to people, separating stupid recycling
millions
things out of
millions
the
millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Millions and millions of dollars are flowing into fiction.
And it's bunk. And in fact, not only is it bunk,
well, people
but
people want to believe it.
Oh, yeah, because it sounds good. It sounds like a nice thing to help the earth. And, in fact, when it comes to aluminum cans, recycling does work. And how you can tell...
Any metal.
How you can tell is that's the only stuff that the guy in the wheelchair goes around and picks up. Like, there's a guy around here, he goes down street after street, and he picks aluminum cans out of people's recycling bins. He's crippled, he's like a war veteran, but he doesn't take the plastic, he doesn't take the newspapers, he takes the cans. Why? Well, because they're actually worth something. You can actually make something out of it. The rest of it's all bunk, and you've been lied to, and you just need to stop. Unfortunately, there's laws in place that mandate that recycling actually happen. They say it's a crime for you to not recycle. And so if you recycle and do it the wrong way, if you live in Avondale, Arizona, you could be facing a $445 fine and mandatory recycling school. In fact, apparently, according to the statistics there, they have the power to fine you when garbage has contaminated more than 18% of your recycling bin. So if you put banana peels and non-recyclables in the recycling bin, they'll fine you for it. According to the city bureaucrats, some people from the East Coast are used to recycling grass and fabric, but we can't take all of that. According to their audits, the garbage makes up 25.5% of their recycling batch in March, which is down 9% from a December audit. They claim the numbers are improving, but they want them to go down even more. So therefore, they're going to start threatening people with fines in recycling school, saying
it's not that they actually want the numbers to go down more; they just want more money.
Right.
That's
absolutely.
Right. That's all this is.
Any time you give the local governments power like this, they just want to make a few more bucks.
They say we're stiffing up on people, but we want to make sure they're educated. You know what? I say educate yourself. Go look at this. I'm actually being told it was season 2 that the recycling episode was in. Go take a look at this episode. It'll blow your mind. If you're somebody that believes in recycling, it will blow your mind. Penn & Teller's BS. And then, do what I did. Take your bins and go throw them in a dumpster somewhere. Forget that.
Actually,
they make nice laundry containers if you clean them out real good.
Yeah, but they're usually nasty by the time you've had them out there for
a few
years.
If you put a trash liner on, they make an excellent trash can for under a desk.
A big desk, I suppose.
Yeah, I always would always get the here. New ones and use them as laundry baskets.
Hey, they're about the size of two. You know the little office, the black office trash cans that you see.
Yeah,
like you know, they're about the size of two of those.
I don't know about that. The ones around here are big. Anyway, so there you go, recycling. Now, V for Vendetta, I think we're spending the rest of the show on this, so okay. If you haven't seen the movie, I don't know if we're going to give any spoilers out, just be careful. If you haven't seen the movie, you might want to just stop listening right now. But it was fantastic. We went and saw it last night.
Mm-hmm.
We all went. It was just an excellent film. One
five
of the
stars.
Best. Yeah, five stars.
I wish I could remember the entire nursery rhyme. It is an actual real English nursery rhyme.
Oh, the 5th of November?
Remember the 5th of November for powder or something.
Yeah.
If you just type remember the 5th of November, it'll bring up the first link, I believe, is the nursery.
You know, the thing that bothered me about it the most, and I'm not saying that I didn't enjoy it because I'm giving it 5 stars. I thought it was great. But what bothered me was that the protagonist, V, was some superhuman type guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has comic book origins, and he was born of fire.
He was actually born of fire, was that he was born of a viral agent or a chemical. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a virus.
He was bitten by a radioactive spider?
No, he was injected with a virus by the government.
They were experimenting on him.
Gamma rays?
No,
sorry. it's always something, right? And that's they superhumanized him. He took a few bullets, and you know, no big deal. They could have made
it
a man,
metal plate helped him with that.
He took bullets before that.
Hmm?
He took bullets before that.
Plus, he was obviously really strong because if you get shot by one bullet and you've got a plate and you might fall down.
Yeah.
He took 20 and managed to stay standing.
Right, yeah. Right.
But okay, yes, that's your minor little gripe about.
It doesn't take a man. Doesn't take a superhuman.
You know, the thing is also I don't believe that it was that way in the. Let me ask: is it that way in the creation that was made by Alan Moore?
Essentially,
the graphic novel.
Essentially, yeah.
Because I know that Alan Moore has his serious differences with this film, and I know that also a lot of the stuff was very Matrix-sized by the Wachowski brothers.
I don't think it was that Matrix.
I didn't feel it was anything like the Matrix at all. Not at all.
That fight scene at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
not so much. There wasn't, you know, very...
Oh, come on with the trails after his knives and him spinning around and slicing people to and fro. Well,
they're only Matrix-sized as much as any other movie is Matrix-sized at this point. I mean, Matrix created a new way that movies are made, and action movies want that. So
I don't think all action movies have that, but...
And it was just one example. It wasn't a violent movie in general. It was, I mean, that was, three fight scenes in the whole movie?
It took as much from the Bourne Identity as it did anything else.
All right, I want to come back. We'll talk more about V for Vendetta and why it was so great. And let's actually talk about our little revolution that we're starting. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USC-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments. If you know the amplifier-only line, it's available to you, but you have to be an amplifier. How do you be an amplifier? Well, go to amp.freetalklive.com, get all the details there. It's our little program that we've created to help advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. It's $3 a month. We take the $3 in, turn it right back around into promotion for the show. We buy radio industry advertisements. We buy internet advertisements for Free Talk Live to get the message of liberty and freedom out there to the masses. And we think it's important, and hopefully you do too. Now, look, we'll give you everything on our website for free. So that's why the AMP program is voluntary. You get free stuff. You decide it's worth it, throw in $3 a month. Amp.freetalklive.com. All right, we're talking about V for Vendetta. We could include spoilers. We don't guarantee that we won't, so if you don't want to hear spoilers, don't listen at this point. But V for Vendetta, we saw it last night. It was fantastic. A very anti-fascism movie for sure. And I think the people that see it will think about it in different ways. But I, of course, drew parallels while I was watching the film between Vendetta's V's revolution and our revolution because, well, I figure, gosh, if you want a revolution, you better start it yourself. Because you sure can't wait around and sit around and wait for somebody else to do it for you.
Everybody seems to be.
Right. However, let's talk about some of the differences between what it is we're doing versus what V is doing, or V did in the movie. Now, V, you know, part of his revolution was blowing stuff up. We
right.
are nonviolent.
Nonviolent.
Right. We think that we could have a successful revolution without ever having to have a gunshot fired or a bomb exploded. Is it possible? Absolutely it is. But we have to win the hearts and minds of people over to liberty first. Also, V's revolution was pretty singular. He did require the assistance of somebody on the inside, in the case of the cop. He didn't require her assistance, but Evie was quite instrumental in the revolution in the movie. But it was pretty much a revolution of a few people, a handful. One man, pretty much. Ours is going to be different. In the case of V, or in the case of Guy Fawkes, the guy who inspired him, in the past, who was a real person, by the way, Guy Fawkes,
mm-hmm.
Who was planning to blow up Parliament, got caught in the process. Well, if there
he
had
was,
been...
Well, after he got caught, also, he was tortured in the worst way possible. He was hung
yeah.
and then drawn and quartered.
Yeah, just to send a message to everybody
and
else.
And if anybody doesn't know what drawn and quartered means, that means that they tie each one of his limbs to a different horse, slap the horses and tell them to go, and gets torn into four different pieces. Hence, quartered.
Yeah. So, my point is, his revolution was pretty singular. Ours is going to be very broad. They're not going to be able to go after just one person in the case of the Liberty Revolution in America.
Mm-hmm.
You've got 20,000 people that are going to be moving to the Free State. 20,000 individuals going to be moving in to be activists for liberty. So people have been concerned, well, what about Waco? Aren't they going to come after you? No! How could they? There's way too many people spread way too thin for them to be able to put a stop to it.
Right.
And once ours gets rolling, there's no way they're going to be able to stop it. Once we get to start getting the message out there, once we pass that point of saturation, it doesn't matter if they catch a few people or draw and quarter a few people.
I don't think that you'll see anything like that. I think that
using
the democratic process in up in a state, I don't think you'll see
it. I don't know if the democratic process will be the way to win. It's going to be one prong, I think, to a multi-prong strategy. There's going to be civil disobedience involved in
sure.
there as well, and more. So
it taught me a lesson, too. It taught me that if I'm dealing with an armed madman that intends to kill me, I don't want to be stuck with a revolver. Heckler and Koch 93 is the way I want to go.
Gunpowder, treason, and plot.
By the way, we'll read. I'm thinking about reading a review or two of the movie tomorrow night because it's just fantastic. Go out and see it. V is for Vendetta. It's in your theaters right now. Vinny in here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And we will see you tomorrow night. Same time, same place. FreeTalkLive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. If you